I'd like to introduce our guest, Dr. Glenn Berger. We're delighted to have him back for another session, discussion. I think this is his fifth visit to the show. One more and we'll finally have moved on from my childhood. Seriously, he has a psychotherapy practice in New York City and upstate in Westchester, New York. Back and forth, day to day, it's starting to wear him down. No, I'm kidding. He always brings us an insightful look at ourselves and our relationships. Glenn, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure, Michael, as always.
What's the most pressing issue of the psyche we're faced with these days?
I don't know how much the most pressing issues change, but the problem that I'm seeing that's very prevalent in the world is one of connection. That old problem of how can we actually come together as a people and in our relationships and connect with each other.
Yeah, we spoke before the show about magic and connection. How do you define magic?
I've been thinking a lot about this word magic recently and the magic. And what I understand about this very difficult and esoteric subject is that I do believe there are principles in the universe. And I believe that we can live more or less in harmony with those principles in the universe. We can kind of know what they are. We can learn what they are. And we either live closer to those principles or further away from them. And when we figure out what those principles are and we live in harmony with them, kind of a miraculous thing happens, which is the universe starts to cooperate with us. And good things very often happen. So if I'm working with somebody who has a problem with alcohol, let's say, they're drinking too much, they might find that things in their life are falling apart. And one of the things that I try to tell them is that if they actually stop drinking and they focus on recovery of themselves, and this is the way I like to think about it, not recovery from alcohol, but recovery of who they essentially are, suddenly miracles happen. I've seen it over and over again. And I think that's what I mean by the magic, is that we can put our effort into things in our life. And then sometimes in a non-linear way, not because I made that phone call and I got a return phone call and something happened, but because I put out that effort, somehow something comes to me. And the word that I would use for that is manifestation. And we've all probably experienced it at different times in our life when we feel more sort of in tune or in harmony, when success is coming to us and we don't know exactly where it's coming from or why it's coming to us, but it seems to come to us outside of our will, when we are somehow willing and receptive to this positive influence of the universe. Our beliefs and how we are in alignment with those universal principles have a deep influence on what happens to us in our life. How you actually get into the magic, that's a far more complex thing, and sometimes you're in it and sometimes you're not, but it's certainly something that I believe exists.
So give me an example of a universal principle.
I would say that probably the easiest way to understand this is the concept like goodness. Now, we can't define exactly what goodness is, but we all have our ideas of what goodness is. So if you are kind to others, then good things happen to you. There's that old kind of cliche, right? That when you give, you receive a lot more than you give.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that our kind of ethical and moral principles in the ways that we live our life, being compassionate, being kind, being loving, being generous, are as close as we can get with our human consciousness to understand what the universal principles are. Obviously, I think the root of all of that is the word love, that the universe is made up of love. It's been said that God is love, and I think that that's what that phrase means, is that the universe is made up of this thing called love, whatever and however we define that, but that is the central universal principle. And when we operate from love, then the universe gives back to us.
So we all have this potential but it seems so easily suppressed. Why is something so powerful not more obvious?
What happens is that by dint of existence, that we are born into a body, we're already separated from that oneness that is the universe. We have this illusion, and Einstein talked about this, that we have this psychic illusion, I think he called it, that there's an us, and then there's everything else. And we lose contact with the fact that we're really part of the fabric of the universe. And in this illusion of separation, we are disconnected from these very, what could be, obvious principles. If you think about what Einstein said about E equals mc squared, what that means is that in every atom, there's this huge amount of energy. And that's what our body is made up of. Mm-hmm. We are part of the energy of the universe. And yet, it's so difficult for us to connect with that and to recognize that. The second piece that interferes with our ability to align ourselves or harmonize with these universal principles is our experience in the world, our experience in our families and in our environment. And what we unfortunately learn when those relationships are not optimal is we become afraid. We build up these defenses, and out of that fear and those defenses, we separate from this core and essential element and potential of the universe that we live in.
So how does one get aligned?
This is the big question. This is a great mystery. One way that I think about this is that it's like turning a dial on an old radio, and you're trying to hit the right frequency. And you know, you hear the static and the whistles, and then suddenly the station comes into focus, and then you lose it, and you can finally dial into it. And I believe that in terms of manifestation, there are certain things that are easier to manifest than others. And the more difficult the thing is that you're trying to manifest, the narrower the bandwidth and the frequency is. So for some people, if you're trying to get somebody to go out on a date with you, it might not be that hard to dial the knob and get into that frequency. Although for other people, it's very, very difficult for them to connect with other people. Some people, in terms of making money, it's very easy to turn the dial and manifest money. And other people, it's very, very difficult for them to do that. And this is a very mysterious process.
Right. So what does all this have to do with connection?
One of the things that we understand from our research of early infancy now and neuroscience is that something amazing happens when mothers and infants look at each other. And there's a process that we call attunement, where the mother attunes her emotional responses to what she's experiencing from that infant. And then the infant attunes his or her emotional responses to what she's getting from the mom. And as this attunement process is going on, as this back and forth thing is happening, as something is happening in what we would call the field, the place between these two people, events are happening in both of their brains and nervous systems. Their brains are getting flooded with happy neurochemicals. And those happy neurochemicals make them feel good. And also in the infant's brain grows neurons. And those neurons, or the development of those neurons, lead to the infant being able to develop the capacity to think and to regulate their emotions and to connect with other people and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So what we understand that between two people, there's a harmonic resonance that goes on. So this is a pretty amazing thing. It's not food, but it's love that grows the infant's neurons. So here you can see what happens through a harmonic connection with another person. So if you extrapolate from this, and you imagine, since we are a part of this universal whole, that perhaps when we get into that kind of harmonic attunement with the universe at large, if we take it to its final point, that again, we can tap into this universal energy. That's what happens between the mother and the child, is an energetic event.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's that energy and tapping into that energy that we're calling the magic.
And how do you know that you're tapping in?
I think the first thing is that you experience an aliveness. You experience vitality. There are so many people in the world who are lethargic, who have no energy, who have very limited imagination, mm-hmm. who are down on themselves, who are cynical.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about the power of the infinite number of suns that are in the universe and how much energy is available, how can we get so disconnected? That's kind of the more obvious question, not how do you get connected, but how did we get so disconnected when there's so much available to us?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're tapped into this thing, you have vitality, you have energy to do stuff, you have confidence.
Do you think we're making progress? Is there more attunement these days?
I do believe that we are making progress. I believe that our awareness of this, our consciousness about it, is changing the way that many, many parents are interacting with their infants. And I think that's having a very positive effect. Sometimes when I sit in my room with a parent and a child, a grown child, a mother and a daughter, let's say, and they start working out these kinds of problems, I know that each of them will only go so far. But when I'm sitting there with the mother and daughter, behind the mother I see her mother, and behind the daughter I see her daughter. And when you look across four generations, and you think about how that mother's mother treated her and how the person that I'm working with, how she's going to treat her child, then I see big changes. And I think our hope and our faith is that. Our hope and our faith is that anything worth achieving won't be achieved in our lifetime. But we have to believe that if we do our piece of work, that we will move in a positive direction.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. This is a big subject, and we can only touch on it, but thanks for clearing up a big part of my life.
I'm always happy to provide, Michael.
And thanks so much again for talking with us.
It's always a pleasure, and I really enjoy our conversations.